HBO's 6 Feet Under. How you doing, Freddie?
I'm doing good, Mark. What's going on?
That show is doing incredibly well for HBO.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You become a big star.
If you say so.
And also starring in the very funny picture, Chasing Pappy, as well.
That's right, yeah. Yeah,
that's a cute picture.
It is, it is. It's a really fun movie that's out right now, and, you know, if you're looking to laugh and to be entertained, it's definitely a good movie to go see.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Now, tell me a little bit about you. You know, you've done so much already. You're a young guy. Where are you from originally, and where'd you train?
I'm from Chicago, and, you know, I came up in the theater community out in Chicago. And, at 19, I got my first film, which was A Walk in the Clouds, and I followed that up with Dead Presidents, and that's sort of what brought me out to L.A., and now I'm here, and right now I'm in New York, and I'm part of this wonderful event called Rums of Puerto Rico Presents Vivo Puente, which is a tribute to a tribute concert for the late and great Tito Puente.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then once this concert kicks off, it's going to go on tour, and you can go to PuertoRicoRums.com in order to find out if it's coming to a city near you.
Do you actually sing as well?
No, I don't sing.
So are you hosting it, or?
Yeah, I'm one of the presenters at the event.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's brought to you by a rum company. Eh?
Yep. The world's greatest country of rum, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico rums, and do they give you some free rum?
I think I'm getting free rum tonight.
There you go. See, that's if you can get the free rum, it's well
right,
worth
it's
it.
It's all worth it, right?
You know. So you left Chicago. You went to. Would you go to L.A. to free fame and fortune?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I got cast on a film that brought me out here. So it was sort of an abnormal process. Usually an actor will just pack his stuff up and move to L.A. and try to do it. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a couple of films under my belt before I actually moved out here.
Huh. What does this movie, Pledge of Allegiance, is that something you just completed?
Yeah, something I just finished, Last Hiatus, an independent film that I starred in that hopefully will be out really soon.
What's that regarding?
Well, it's about the... I actually play a high school senior, a quarterback in that thing, and it takes place in Carson City, Nevada, and Carson City is a big gambling town, you know, and how this person, throws a lot of football games because he begins to gamble with, like, the neighborhood mob figures.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now it's interesting that just the background that you've done already in the short time you've been acting, but one of the first film that you did, which you mentioned briefly, wasn't one of the co-stars of that Anthony Quinn?
Yeah, I played Anthony Quinn's grandson in that film.
What was that like working with that guy? He's a legend in film.
It was fantastic, you know. I mean, for me, it was great because it was my first movie, so I knew nothing about film. And so it was just a great education to sort of sit back and watch him and how he approached certain things and how he handled himself on set and things of that nature. You know, it was a great education for me.
And Keanu Reeves was also in that as well, right?
Yeah, Keanu was in the movie, and it was great because it was right after the movie Speed. So
right.
He had just become, I mean, he's always been... you know, it was just when he had just become a huge, huge star. So it was a great learning experience for me.
Hmm. I also did some stuff with John Leguizamo, and I know you were in Payback with Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Yeah. So you also starred in the Arturo Sandoval story of HBO.
Yeah. Yes, I played Andy Garcia's son in that film.
Right. Andy Garcia was in that, and Gloria Estefan was in there too.
Yes, Gloria Estefan, Charles Dutton. Just a wonderful cast.
Wow. So I assume that based on what we're talking about here today, that you do probably a lot of charity stuff as well, huh?
I do, and that's why I'm actually involved in this Tito Puente event, because all the proceeds are donated to a good amount of charities, and all of the charities are to provide the performing arts to underprivileged kids. And so anytime I could be involved in something like that, it's really important to me because I grew up in the inner city of Chicago, and if it wasn't for the performing arts in the inner city of Chicago, I wouldn't be where I'm at now.
Right. Now, you were nominated for an Emmy for 6 Feet Under. When you first looked at the script for that show, did you ever suspect that it would be as big a cult hit as it is?
I always hoped it would. I always hoped it would, but you know, it's TV is so tricky because, you know, people are always trying to come out with new stuff, you know, new material, new shows that have never been done before. But sometimes it backfires, you know, and people are not receptive to it, and people don't do not accept it. But in our case, it was the complete opposite. You know, we threw the dice out there, and we wanted to see if people would be receptive to the show, and we won. You know, and it was great. You know, that people do watch the show.
Yeah, now the a new one's still running right now?
Yeah, we're in our third season right now.
Yeah, so I know that Sex and the City starts new in June, so
right.
6 Feet Under's out right now, and The Sopranos, look forward to that too. HBO has some very strong independent programming.
Absolutely, we have the freedom that a lot of people do not have.
Exactly, yeah. What's the most outrageous thing they've had you do on the show so far?
The most outrageous thing they've had me do on the show, huh? I think Catch, in the second season, the person who played my cousin was doing some construction in my house, and I came home one day suspicious that he was sleeping with my wife, and I come in, and we just see sort of a shadowy figure behind the plastic of him having sex with somebody, and I thought he was having sex with my wife, but when I pulled the tarp up, he was actually having sex with another man, one of the co-workers, and so that was pretty shocking and outrageous.
Mm. And things that you can do on HBO.
Yeah.
Exactly. 6 Feet Under. And, of course, Chasing Pappy is also in the theaters. And, again, the nationwide tribute to jazz legend Tito Puente. And, again, they can go to www.puertoricorums.com.
That's correct, yes.
For tour dates, venues, and tickets. And it's all for charity, right?
That's correct, yes.
That's the good part.
That's right.
So what else should we look for? I know that they can look for you in the upcoming film, Pledge of Allegiance. What else is happening in the horizon for Freddie Rodriguez?
Oh, just taking a breather now. I just wrapped up 6 Feet Under about 2 weeks ago, and, you know, so we went through 6-7 months of that, and that's kind of could be emotionally draining sometimes. So I'm just taking a breather right now and doing this concert thing, and we'll probably start up a new film in June. You know, nothing really cemented in stone right now, but a few things in the works.
Are you one of these young actors that one day wants to direct or produce?
Sure. I mean, I have a lot of interest that will hopefully all come into fruition really soon.
Yeah. Well, good luck with everything, and hopefully
you.
Next time we speak, you'll be doing something else that will be even more fun.
Okay, sounds good.
More challenges. Take care, Freddie.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.